Good morning. My name is Brad, and this is City Church Daily Podcast. I'm reading from a devotional by Henry Nouwen. He says, "Life is a long journey of preparation, of preparing oneself to truly die for others. It is a series of little deaths in which we're asked to release many forms of clinging and to move increasingly from needing others to living for them. The many passages we have to make as we grow from childhood to adolescence, from adolescence to adulthood, and from adulthood to old age offer ever new opportunities to choose for ourselves or to choose for others. During these passages, questions such as, do I desire power or service? Do I want to be visible or remain hidden? Do I strive for a successful career or do I keep following my vocation? Keep coming up and confront us with hard choices. In this sense, we can speak about life as a long process of dying to self, so that we will be able to live in the joy of God." Luke 12:42-48 says, "The Lord said, 'Blessed is that slave whom his master will find at work when he arrives. Truly I tell you, he will put that one in charge of all of his possessions. But if that slave says to himself, my master is delayed in coming, and if he begins to beat the other slaves, men and women, and to eat and drink and get drunk, the master of that slave will come on a day when he does not expect him, and at an hour that he does not know, and will cut him in pieces and put him with the unfaithful. That slave who knew what his master wanted, but did not prepare himself or do what was wanted, will receive a severe beating. But the one who did not know and did what deserved a beating will receive a light beating. From everyone to whom much has been given, much will be required. And from the one to whom much has been entrusted, even more will be demanded." Father, as I walk my way through this life, I recall that I too easily do what is wrong instead of what is right. But you love me regardless of my sins and infidelities. As I struggle on this path, remind me to choose service over power, a true vocation to your word rather than a successful career. The anonymity of hidden help to others rather than self-aggrandizement. Help me to detach from self so that I might find a true sense of reality. Amen." And just a few other scriptures that have really helped me understand what serving the Lord looks like. 2 Corinthians 12:5-17 says, "I will most gladly spend and be expended for your souls. I did not burden you. I have not taken advantage of you." And then John 12:24. "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit." One of the things that I like to pray often is, "Lord, can I be an answer to someone's prayer today?" Have a blessed day as you continue on your Lent journey.